Please do not listen to this audio program while driving, while operating machinery, if you suffer from epilepsy, or at other times when you need to maintain fully awakened consciousness. If you're listening in stereo, these words should be coming from the left-hand side, and these from the right-hand side. The hypnotic process is a simple one. I'm going to first help you to relax by guiding your attention, and then I'm going to ask you to imagine or visualize some things. Some people wonder how good they are at visualizing. Well, it's actually very easy. Think of your front door. Which side is the lock on? To answer that question, you call to mind a picture of your door. That's visualization, and we can all do it. Visualization can affect your body. If you imagine something stressful, your body releases adrenaline and your muscles tense up. When you imagine something relaxing, your body chemistry changes and your muscles relax. In this hypnotic session, you will still have awarenesses. You will still be able to hear everything I say. And you will not become unconscious. Yet there will be changes. Your subconscious mind will fully experience all that's necessary to generate the profound psychological or physiological changes that you require. You may find that you do not consciously remember it all afterwards, but simply find yourself comfortable. And when you follow my instructions, there is no resistance at all. In trance, your perceptions can alter. It can range from deep relaxation to fascinating and absorbing differences in your understanding and awareness. You don't have to make any effort. Try to think or to stop. Thoughts just happen all by themselves. Simply notice your own perceptions and feelings. Enjoy whatever changes happen for you. And as you relax, your unconscious will take you just as far into hypnosis as is right for you now. Each time can be different. So now it's time to make sure that you're comfortable, sitting or reclining, in a place where you can be calm and undisturbed for half an hour or so. Place your hands down by your sides, and have your legs comfortably uncrossed. If you need to be awoken, you will awake fully alert, but for now, you can just let go. You've chosen this track to listen to, and as you listen to my words, you may allow your breathing to just deepen. Because you'll soon have a deeper connection to your inner calm and confidence, and in a while, you'll awaken, invigorated and refreshed. So for now, just notice your breathing. The gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And as you let your attention relax, you can become absorbed in the detail of your sensations, ranging from fascinating and absorbing differences in your awareness to deep relaxation. And you don't have to make an effort to think or stop thinking, as thoughts just happen all by themselves. And this is where change does too. Just experience your perceptions and feelings, and enjoy whatever changes happen. As you relax
your mind will take you just as far into trance as is right for you. Now. And each experience can be different. And your subconscious can use this experience to boost your confidence in every level of your being. And as you focus your attention on your being, my voice will go with you. It will guide you here, without trying to let go. Notice your pulse, the steady beating of your heart, as you allow yourself to become more absorbed in the life and energy of your own body. In your mind now, I want you to start counting backwards from 300.
300. 299. 298.
That's right.
297.
And it doesn't matter if you get lost or leave a bit out. Or forget. Just start again at about the same place and notice that you don't notice when you lose your place and simply drift off, and that's fine. Only when you return momentarily before becoming even more absorbed. So as long as that part of your mind is active, it's fine that it counts. And when it doesn't count, that's fine too. Because you don't need to listen to this consciously. Your unconscious will need all you need to hear. Your unconscious will hear everything. And I'd like you to notice where you feel the most comfort in your body. I want you to imagine that feeling spread all around your body. Spread to the top of your head, and all the way down to the soles of your feet. Some people really like to relax on holiday in a warm, sunny place by the sea with a beautiful blue sky. Relax the muscles around your
gentle
eyes.
Sunshine glinting off the waves,
and relax your jaw and the relaxing sounds of the
ease
air.
Off the muscles in your neck
and let those shoulders drop
fly
down.
Off the waves in the distance,
and with each out breath and the refreshing
them
breeze
drop a little
that's so calming until any tension is released. You'll find that you have all the confidence you need in any exams or any tests or any challenges in the future. Notice, noticing words. And you can notice, noticing your body can relax and your mind can relax. And your mind becomes very sensitive to my positive suggestions. And your unconscious can consider what changes you'll make to give you even more confidence when you take exams or face challenges in the future. When people learn to ride a bike, they don't usually do it first time. They wobble a bit, and sometimes
I'd like your unconscious mind to go on a surge,
and they get back on and
try times when you felt really confident and calm.
Each time learning a
and
bit
learn
more.
The neurochemical codes of those
it's
really
all
good feelings.
The process of learning and then
so that your unconscious mind will trigger those
eventually
feelings
more
and more
of
often
and can go a whole long way all by themselves,
so that you naturally have more background
eventually
confidence.
They can
all
go
the
wherever they want to. You remember that whatever is happening around you
You're always free to find your inner peace. And any old, unconfident patterns of thinking and behavior had a function. They did things for you. But there are other ways to get all the positive things that those old patterns used to get for you, without you having to do that in the future. And I'd like the creative part of your mind to generate new ways to achieve all the positive things without having to do the old patterns. You may or may not know consciously what they are right now, but you know that they're possible. And I'd like your unconscious mind to integrate those new choices and patterns into your thinking and your behavior, only at a rate and speed that will be acceptable to you from now. And imagine how much better life will be as you're more confident in the future. Your emotional signals have a function. They are part of your intelligence. They send you messages. And as you understand them better and better, they can recalibrate and allow you to experience more peace and contentment as you learn from the wisdom of your own feelings. We are instructing your unconscious mind to overwrite the old operating software of thinking and behavior to make you more self-assured and more confident. And you can imagine feeling great at the end of those exams, looking back to see how much easier it was than you'd thought, and staying confident after the exam, because you'll easily remember everything you need to know. I want you to imagine a slightly more confident you, sitting or standing in front of you right now. Imagine a slightly more confident version of you sitting or standing in front of you right now. And now imagine stepping into that more confident you. See through their eyes, hear through their ears, and feel all the feelings of your more confident self. And notice that in front of you is an even more confident you, sitting or standing a little taller. There's a look of slightly more self-belief behind their eyes, emanating a little extra confidence. Step into this more confident self. See through their eyes, hear through their ears. Look around and notice that in front of you now is a very confident you, with more passion, more power, more ease and comfort. Step into this even more confident you and start to think about the old situations where you needed more confidence. And imagine being there now and everything going perfectly the way you want it to. See what you'll see, hear what you'll hear, and feel how good you feel right now. Now imagine handling challenges. No matter what happens, you're handling them all beautifully. A totally resourceful state of mind and body. Your mind will naturally focus upon the positive, and you'll become more resourceful than ever before. As you notice how good you feel, from now on, so much more. And it doesn't matter if you feel better every day or not, because you'll only feel better as fast as is right for you right now. you notice a beautiful blue sky. Warm sunshine,
if it weren't for the fact
tree
that
you're learning, even
a calm lake,
things that maybe you
the
didn't know
definitely
about
let
yourself
you know before.
That everything will turn out all right. And now as you commit
and birds
time
look forward
to an outstanding summer,
you
soaring
might let a pleasant
with the realization
begin to grow.
And you see
over
there
the
are
next
group of
few
feet,
hours
sitting comfortably
the
on
days,
the grass,
the next few
examining
weeks,
some papers
of the certain knowledge,
reading quietly
something that you weren't
you
certain
notice that
you
they
before,
seem to be absorbed in their studies,
but now with growing certainty
focusing
that
on
you
the
know
subject
for sure
that they've chosen.
And as
your concentration
is
comfortable
them,
in this knowledge that
you pick up all
making
of
an appropriate
others might miss
by asking yourself the right questions,
one of
you
them
can
suggest things
to
that
you
want to
a different perspective
while
on
relaxing,
a subject that has perplexed
you.
You
gain access to all kinds of inspiration.
Another gives you an idea that you might not have thought
ideas
of before,
and answers to the questions.
And as you continue on this,
some
way,
that you may have already,
you might begin to wonder,
some that perhaps
become
haven't been in your mind before,
about the possibility
some
that you're capable of
you begin to
in,
form to questions
that
haven't been asked,
and recalling
because
deep
so much
you,
more than you ever thought possible
are answers,
before,
experiences,
and insights.
In the same way that when
that
people are talking around
opportunity
you,
to appear,
you can unconsciously listen to all those conversations.
Now,
someone says your
in
name
the exam room,
across the other side of the group,
you will remember
all of
all
the information you
will
need
it
to pass your exam.
You turn your attention there.
When the time comes,
consciously,
you know it can be pleasantly surprising,
and you know
just
so much
how easily
the
answers flow.
So
you
know
so much
more
no matter what the
question
is,
you can just relax and go inside for a moment.
It seems to be such a
pleasant
day that
it
reminds you of another time,
just waiting for you to take it out,
where you felt really good about yourself,
and expand and grow into something
that exceeds
the quality
of your own expectations,
and deeply know that you're
worthwhile,
answers
the question perfectly and concisely.
You're worthy of success.
Now let your attention float out into the future.
And as you go forward into this time, you can look back
and imagine
you can
remember
time
all
when
the
you've
things
already
that
created
you learned,
the kind of successes that
all
you
the things
want
that you now understand.
See yourself in the future, having succeeded in the ways that you want to succeed. And if you find that you're talking to yourself in a negative way, you can know that you only want the best for yourself. You can keep all your desire to change and improve and let yourself know in an encouraging and instructive tone of voice. And using instructive and encouraging words, because you can do it. You can surprise yourself. You can trust yourself, becoming more confident. When you see a question in an exam, the perfect answer will arrive gently in your mind at just the right time and in just the right way. And you can look forward with confidence, feeling safe in the knowledge that you always give 100% to your learnings. You always do the best that you can. Remembering what you've learned can be easy if you repeat it often enough. And in the exam room, you can be relaxed and calm, gaining access to the knowledge inside. You might even enjoy it after a while. You'll feel confident and capable with the appropriate amount of energy and attention. Now, relaxation and deep inner optimism in the exam room. Now let your attention drift for just a little while longer. Allow the comfortable feelings to remind you that in order for you to learn and study effectively, you need to do it regularly and frequently in a place that's appropriate. Maybe quiet
reviewing what you've learned before, and knowing that it's all in there. Knowing and preparing in this way will help you gain access to the storehouse of knowledge, the genius within. Whenever you want or need to, by simply casting your mind back over times that you've reviewed the materials, and comfortably and easily let your mind settle on one or two things that will help you with whatever question you have in mind. Now your relaxation and confidence and ability to remember everything that you need to, when you need to, is deepening. Even now in this relaxed state, you feel good. And that good feeling can grow and develop in the days and the weeks and the months and the years ahead. Now, we all know that we can daydream. We can all sleep. And we can all wake up. Although we don't consciously know how we wake up. Yet we do. And you can awake now as I count backwards, refreshed and alert, in touch with your own inner peace, and ready to express the energy within your body and your new health, calm, confident self. So wake up now, calm and confident. 10, 9, 8, gradually awakening with a renewed sense of optimism. 7, 6, 5, 4. Maybe you'll want a nice stretch and a yawn as you awaken. 3, 2, and 1.